And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. Francis Scott Fitzgerald, F. Scott Fitzgerald, born in St. Paul, 1896. He went to Princeton, an aunt paid his way there, tried out for the football team, was cut from the team. He was kicked out of Princeton, he went into the Army, he went to officer training camp in Alabama, made a girlfriend there, Zelda Sayre. He wanted to go off to war, but the war ended before he could get into it. He and Zelda were engaged. She called off the engagement because he didn't have enough money. So he went back to St. Paul, and he wrote a novel, This Side of Paradise, which was a big success. Fitzgerald's daughter, Scotty, said about Scott and Zelda, "People who live entirely by the fertility of their imaginations are fascinating, brilliant, and often charming, but they should be sat next to at dinner parties, not lived with." It's the birthday of Blind Lemon Jefferson, born on a farm in Couchman, Texas, around 1893. Picked up the guitar as a teenager, played on the streets, getting change in a tin cup. Made his way to Dallas, then made his way to Chicago, recorded for Paramount Records. He recorded nearly 100 songs over 3 years. He became the first country blues musician with a national following. He was only about 36 years old when he died in Chicago, his body found on a street in a December snowstorm. Buried back in Wortham, Texas, in a grave with a granite marker engraved with his own lyrics, "Lord, it's one kind favor I'll ask of you, see that my grave is kept clean." It's the birthday of the poet Evan Boland, born in Dublin, 1944. She wanted to be a writer, and when she looked at the Irish literary tradition, she found almost no women poets in the ranks. So she set out to be one, writing about motherhood and about life in the suburbs. Evan Boland, who said, "Poetry is one of the most fugitive arts. It can be assigned to memory, taken and hidden in the mind, smuggled into smoky cabin back rooms, recited there, and then conveyed only by speech to another person. It is therefore the most likely to survive colonization." Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, Waiting. "When I am alone, I am happy. The air is cool, the sky is flecked and splashed and wound with color. The crimson phalloi of the sassafras leaves hang crowded before me in shoals on the heavy branches. When I reach my doorstep, I am greeted by the happy shrieks of my children, and my heart sinks. I am crushed. Are not my children as dear to me as falling leaves, or must one become stupid to grow older? It seems much as if sorrow had tripped up my heels. Let us see, let us see. What did I plan to say to her when it should happen to me as it has happened now?" Waiting, a poem by William Carlos Williams, from the collected poems published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.